Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the IMAX Credit Repair Podcast. I'm the host, CEO, along with our associate attorney, Shiva Bhaskar. And today we're going to talk about credit reporting violations on accounts that may belong to you, but you could be, you know, we're going to show you how to look at credit reports and look for violations around credit reporting. And there is much more than meets the consumer's eye on this. So let's kick that off. Cool. So Shiv, let's kick off with telling people what the FCRA is. Why is it important to know? And you know, and what exactly does it cover?
Okay. So the FCRA is the Fair Credit Reporting Act. We abbreviate it to the FCRA. It's Section 15, United States Code, Section 1681. It's a federal law passed in the early 1970s. And the FCRA regulates the conduct of consumer credit reporting agencies like Experian, Equifax, TransUnion, and many others, as well as creditors and collection agencies, people who report information to the credit agencies. And those who report information are known as data furnishers because they're furnishing or sending over data. And so one thing that's very relevant to our conversation is that the FCRA says that consumer reporting agencies and the furnishers must maintain, quote, reasonable procedures to ensure, and again, I'm quoting, maximum possible accuracy. So they need to do everything that's as fair or reasonable to make sure that the credit reports are as accurate as possible. And if there are inaccuracies on a credit report, you have the right to dispute those inaccuracies, and the credit agencies and the creditor slash collection agency must investigate your dispute and either mark the information as correct if it is indeed correct, or otherwise modify it, or if they can't verify or they're not sure, then they must delete it. Okay, if the information doesn't fit, it needs to be removed.
And so you're referring to 15 USC 1681 S. S2A6A. Oh my God, what a mouthful.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm referring to. What the law says and what Ali and I see every day is they need to conduct a reasonable reinvestigation, meaning they need, if you dispute something, they need to look into it, talk to the creditor, do their own research, figure out what happened. You know, whether the mistake is indeed a mistake, or if it is, then correct it, or just delete the account. What we often see is they don't do that. And that's where you can go after the credit agencies and or the creditors to try to get things removed if you know what to look for and how to dispute it.
And guys, the FCRA also talks about a creditor cannot report information that it knows to be inaccurate, right? Mm-hmm. And we're going to dive into greater detail of what is inaccurate, right? Now, is incomplete information inaccurate? Absolutely, right? So for instance, if so that could be inaccurate. Conflicting information could be inaccurate as well too. And the key here is to get into the details of each account. And when we're looking at credit reports, which Shiva is basically gonna go over with us too, is that we're looking at credit report. We're looking at inaccuracies. The first inaccuracy would be, does the account belong to me, yes or no, right? Most of the time, you know, the credit bureaus do report accurate accounts that do belong to us, right? That's for majority of the people. Now, if it is inaccurate itself, where the payment history is not is missing, or some status is inaccurate or incorrect, and we'll go over the details of that, and I'm going to show this in a on a screen for you here shortly. Mm-hmm. So Shiva, what are the 3-4 major inaccurate fields that the credit bureaus mess up or sure. creditors mess up?
So one of the big ones I see is, and again, inaccurate and incomplete are both important. Within inaccurate, one of the big ones I see is that the payment history is incorrect. So for example, you're reported 30 days late, then you're 60 days late, but they have you 60 days late for 2 or 3 months in a row. Well, how could, if you didn't make any payments, how could 2 or 3 months pass and you're still 60 days late? That doesn't make any sense. Another common one that I see is the date when you first stopped making payments on the account is mistaken or there's conflicting information. Equifax and Experian are notorious for reporting this incorrectly or saying in one place, especially Equifax, hey, you first went delinquent. This is known as the date of first delinquency. You first went delinquent in September 2020. They write that in one place and then they write October 2020 or November 2020 in another place. Another big issue I see is reporting credit limits on accounts that are closed.
Let's just go by this so that they could see the visuality of this too, right? So this is a document that we've created that we actually use internally to look for the violations, right? Shiv, tee us off.
So basically what we see here is that on the top part, the top sort of right part, you're looking at the payment history chart, okay, which shows when someone was late, how late they were, and so forth. And then down here is the payment history guide, which lists in writing what it says. So if someone is marked on the grid as 30 days late or charged off, it'll say that on payment history guide. But what they've listed as far as when the account was late and charged off between the payment history guide and the payment history grid, the table, those two are not consistent. They're reporting different data in each. Okay, so they're saying you're 30 days, they're saying, yeah, you're charged off here, but they're giving a different date with the charge off down there. Both of those pieces of information cannot be true, and it shows us that this is a really incomplete report. And so that's something to keep an eye on immediately. And I want to add one thing. Ali and I are looking at reports from annualcreditreport.com. That's the free website provided for by federal law where you can get your official credit reports, the most official ones there are. And we're looking at that. This is not what you're going to see from credit monitoring or anywhere else. Those reports are good too, but this is where you want to look to get the real details.
And what Shiva's talking about here more specifically is you look at this payment history guide, it is saying the person was 90 days late in December. But if you look at the payment history here, it's showing you was 60 days late in December. So how these two things do not match for the same account. So that is not true. That's not accurate. So that's what we talk about. The payment history does not match with the payment history guide as such. So absolutely, this is, I believe, an Experian report from annualcreditreport.com. Equifax, the payment history guide and grid would be in a different format, but you kind of get the drift. Next thing, we're moving on to showing no data before 60 days. Shiv?
So this is a very interesting one. The account was being paid on time. Then it says no data. And then Ali, let me make sure. Next to no data, it says 60 days late, right?
Yep.
Okay. So here's two questions. First of all, how is it you know all this payment history, but that 1 month you randomly don't know it? Second, how can you say that the consumer, let's say that's you, is 60 days late when you don't know if they were 30 days late the previous month? How do you know that if they're, how do you know they're 2 months behind when you don't know what the status was in the last month? So no data and incomplete information. This is something to dispute because I can't say I'm 60 days late when I don't know what happened in the previous month. That's logically impossible. Either you do know what happened and you didn't report it, or you don't know, in which case this is there. So either way, it's misleading and or inaccurate, and something that we see very often on the credit reports.
Deal. Let's move on to number three. Let's go.
So let's take a look. Ali, just to confirm, because it's a little hazy here, tell me what it says under status. It says paid in settlement.
The status says paid in settlement, and it says the written off amount.
Okay, got it. And what is the recent payment listed as?
Recent payment date.
I see you have recent payment circled.
Okay, got it. It says $111 as of 4/2022.
Perfect. Right. So let's see what this is. What's happening here, folks? This account was charged off, meaning the person went anywhere from 90 to 180 days late because life happened. They lost their job or went through a divorce, whatever it was. They were sick, couldn't pay the account. The thing is, they eventually decided to get the account paid off after it was closed and charged off. And in April of 2022, they settled the debt. So that means whatever amount was owed, they paid some portion of it to settle it. So April 2022, the account was paid and closed. Here's the problem. In May 2022, the account's still reporting a charge-off. That's after it was paid and closed. You can't keep saying the account was charged off and representing that it's unpaid after it's been paid and closed. So that is clearly something that is misleading and inaccurate, because the account status in May should have been closed, not charged off. And this is inaccurate as well as misleading. And again, very common for us to see a credit report where they never mark that the account was closed anywhere on the payment history chart. They just leave it as charged off when it was closed, or they go and report later months after it was paid as still being charged off. Not permissible at all.
Thank you for that, Shiv. And this is another one here too, is that actually, I think this may be a little, let me just see here, could I enlarge this? But if somebody's showing no payment history and it's showing the fall off date, that's what this is referring to. So if there is no payment history reported in this account, there's no payment history reported. Well, if you don't know when the last payment was made on the account and when was it charged off, then how can you determine the fall off date? So that's a violation as well too. Here we go with high credit dollars, zero account can be charged off with nothing owed.
Old Equifax.
Yeah, go for it, Shiv.
High credit amount. Does the high credit say $0, Ali?
Yep. High credit
dollar. High credit amount means the maximum amount you spent on the card. So let's say it was charged, you spend $2,000 and it gets charged off. Well, then the high credit should say $2,000, not $0. Mm-hmm. If there was never any money spent or any money owed on the account, how could it be charged off? That's clearly incorrect. There also cannot be a credit limit of any sort on a closed account or a charged off account. So that's always inaccurate. This account's missing the entire payment history. How do you know it was charged off or when it went late when you don't know any of the payment history? The payment history is completely blank, okay? So that is one mistake. Another one that I see here, the date of first delinquency, they're showing a date of first delinquency, yet they don't have any payment history on the payment history chart. They're saying they don't know the payment history, yet somehow they know the date when the account first went delinquent, meaning when it first was 30 days late. Does that make any sense at all? You don't know anything about the payment history, but yet you do know when it went late. Doesn't make any sense. We've got a bunch of mistakes on this account with Equifax. Any others that I missed over there, Ali?
And Shiv, like one of the most glaring ones is that this is a charged off account, but there is no payment history, right? So that means that, sure, you could report the account as a charge off, but you know, the creditor cannot penalize me by removing all my on-time payments if on-time payments were made.
And that's a big issue. I mean, Ali is exactly right. Like, if you opened an account in 2016 and paid it on time till 2020, and then it got charged off because you lost your job during COVID, in that situation, how is it fair that all your payment history from 2016 to 2020 is removed? It's not fair. You paid on time. You went into your pocket and took money that you could have spent on something else and paid that debt. And for them to remove that, in this case, they're reporting no history. In some cases, they remove all the on-time payments and just report the lates. That's blatantly misleading and inaccurate.
Amazing. So that, you know, those are some of the major violations to look for on the credit report. And once you find these, what we basically suggest is putting in credit bureau disputes. Mm-hmm. Disputing it with the credit bureaus via certified mail, include your ID, social security number, and utility bill as well. And in order for there to be a cause of action where, you know, we could take the ball for you, is that there needs to be some type of wrongdoing on the creditor's part. So just because they're reporting this is not a violation of the law. The violation of the law happens once you notify them. They're saying that, hey, you're missing the payment history. You're reporting this aspect of this account incorrectly, right?
Yep.
And likewise, you can't go ahead and send them a dispute saying this account's not mine. That will actually hurt your case. But what you want to do is specifically point out what is inaccurate about the account. And after that, check your credit report again. And if they haven't removed that, then you could go ahead and toss the ball to us and we will go running through the defensive line and get you a touchdown.
Yep. That is exactly what we do. you know, is really help you get from here to there. And one thing I'd say is exactly this: pull your annual credit report, visit that website. If you can't get it from there, order a mailed version. But really, if you try annual credit report, you should be able to find, get those reports and go over them in detail and see what's inconsistent and write to the credit agencies and explain to them, hey, here's my name, my date of birth, my social, my address. This is what's wrong. And I want it corrected. I want it removed or corrected if you, once you investigate it. And then depending on what comes back, check your reports again. If those things aren't corrected, then you might have a case and, you know, be entitled to get this corrected and maybe get, you know, be made whole again, get compensation. And so you can do that, or you can always reach out to us and we can take a look at it and see, you know, based on what we're seeing, is this something that's ready to go for a case, or does something else need to be done? The biggest thing I'd say is take some action. Don't suffer with this on your credit. Yes, the account belongs to you. That doesn't waive their obligation to report it accurately. And you have the right to hold them accountable if they're not doing so.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being on this podcast and diving into this issue of credit misreporting. And our ask is that if you feel you have any such items that we went over on the credit report, charge-offs, and accounts which have inconsistent or misreporting inaccurate information where things don't match up and the details don't make sense, reach out to us. Even if you haven't done the credit bureau disputes, or even if you have already, we'd be happy to review the report for you and guide you through this process and get you across the line and get these items removed off the credit report. I know credit repair could be a very daunting task. There's a lot of psychological trauma associated with it, but whatever you do, maybe with our help or doing self-help, you know, please take action now. And, you know, we see constantly that people that take action, that are doing certain things, end up fixing their credit report one way or another, you know, if they see violations as such. So on that note, you know, signing off here, Ali at IMAX, CEO of IMAX Credit. You can reach us at imaxcreditreport.com. So that's www.imaxcredit.com. I'm Ali Zand, the CEO, and was a pleasure to have you all with my associate attorney, Shiva Bhaskar. Take care.
Thank you.